Paul Ramo here, broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair. It's Saturday, and a lot of things happening. Yesterday, we visited with the president of Yellow Medicine County Fair, Gabby Nemitz, and we're going to visit with Gabby again. I think she's recovered from Thursday or Friday. A lot of full days at the fair here.
Yeah, they've been busy and packed full of fun events, so...
Last night you had a demolition derby, and that's always fun. And you had a DJ last night.
Yeah, so we decided to try out a DJ, and it went really good. We had lots of people having fun singing, so maybe next year we'll have another one. And our demolition derby went great as always. The kids' power wheel was super fun to watch. Those kids, it's so funny watching them drive around in their little power wheels. So.
All right. Talk about today, Gabby. It's a full day here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so we have our little scrappers pedal pull going on today. Registration for that starts at 10:30 this morning. And then we have a caricature artist on site, so he'll be doing free caricature drawings until 6 p.m. We got our Egg Olympics at 1 that the Canby FFA chapter puts on. Small animal show at 2:30, and all youth are welcome to attend that. You just need to show up, bring your animal, and we'll get you signed up. And then face painting starting at 3 p.m., pie eating contest, and our Baja races are tonight, and that's sure to be a packed event, fun event, so.
Yeah, the Baja races are the signature of the Yellow Medicine County Fair, I would say.
I think so. I don't know if any other county does Baja races, and if they do, they maybe got the idea from us. I think we're going on our 11th year of it, maybe.
Okay, awesome. And there's plenty of food here at the fair. I've already tried a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, I make it my goal every year to eat at every single food place at the fair. And so I'm going to have a lot to do today.
You got to catch up then.
Yeah, we've got our Mexican food truck. We've got Blue Loon, which is your typical fair food. We've got a burger and corn on the cob place on top of our 4-H food stand and our Savior's food stand.
All right. And I do a milkshake a day.
Oh, yes. We have milkshakes. Our NCYC group does milkshakes. So, and I know those are also a fair favorite.
That's right. You had great weather for the fair, haven't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. We have beautiful weather. Couldn't have asked for better weather, better temperatures. So,
all right, Gabby's the president of Yellow Medicine County Fair. I don't think people realize how hard fair board members work year-round.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's almost like a full-time job, and it's great to see it happen. And, you know, 3 days is a short amount of time, but it takes the whole year to prep for it and find the volunteers to help. So it's almost a full-time job.
I noticed yesterday the Canby Minyota Cross Country team, they were helping out on the bounce hill.
Yeah, so we decided this year, just to be able to staff our bouncy houses better, that we'd ask for help from our booster clubs. We've had, student council in Canby's helped. We've had the track and cross-country booster clubs, and I think we've got a few different ones today, too. So it's a great way for us to be able to kind of help the kids out, too. We give them a donation for helping, and yeah.
I do a number of county fairs, and I think Yellow Medicine does very well with their 4-H. The 4-H has run well, and the kids really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think our 4-H program is, you know, we're small but we're mighty, and we've got great kids in the program, great animals in the county, and great static projects too, or general exhibits.
Now at 1 o'clock, explain the FFA Egg Olympics. What is that, Gabby?
So our Egg Olympics, the Canby FFA chapter puts that on. It's basically a relay race, so you and your friend can come on down, and we'll make you do a series of farm-related activities. You might need to be prepared to get wet and throw a bale or two, run a wheelbarrow around. And then I think they've got some cool prizes picked out too.
Good. Pie eating contest you mentioned at 5 o'clock, huh?
Yeah, so we'll have a pie eating contest at 5. That's always funny to watch and watch people try and do that. That's sponsored by the Yellow Medicine County Republicans this year.
Okay. Awesome. A lot of activity here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby today. It's the final day of the fair, right?
Yes, our final day. These 3 days fly by, so.
Yep. You don't get much sleep, do you?
Nope, we do not.
And you should tell people it's free.
It is free to enter our fair. It costs to get into our grandstand events and for inflatables, but otherwise it's free to walk around and do everything else. So we have a lot. Most of our events are free. So our caricatures, Egg Olympics, small animal show, face painting, all of that is free for you to participate.
All right. Couldn't get your mom on the radio today, this year.
Nope, she's, I think, hiding, avoiding the topic of talking on the radio.
I'll get her before the fair's over.
I hope you do.
All right. Gabby, it's always a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you very much, and have a fun day at the fair, and we'll see you next year then.
Yes, thank you very much.
Gabby Nemitz, president of the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. Come on over to Canby, and remember, the Baja race is at 7 o'clock in the grandstand today.